claw.
Here we go.
Because the run on just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
And what a wild and wet weekend of footy we saw.
Now comes left, Liu, Tedesco, quick hands to left. Oh! Goes across to Nikarima, then the kick across the face of the upright. Oh! Patrick Herbert, he took it beautifully and dives over for a Warriors try. Right side Meany, big pass, intercepted by Adokar. Adokar is away, he's over the halfway line. They won't get near Josh Adokar, and he'll score right under the post.
Johnson dummies inside, throws outside to Kennedy, now to Mulitalo. Mulitalo goes for it, and gets there! His way to the line, and Ronaldo ties the game up.
Oh, Dan Ganane doing his best Spanish impersonation of Ronaldo. Yeah, what a weekend of rugby league. Fantastic. But well, it's a little bit of controversy. We'll get to it in a minute.
Absolutely right, MG. You're going to break it down with your good, bad and the ugly. I reckon you might have some COVID breaches in your sights. Mitchell Moses is going to join us if he's dried out from the win against the Sharks yesterday.
Wow.
That looked unpleasant.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of took you back to your childhood when you're allowed to play on wet ovals. But
and your parents said, do you really want to play today?
Oh, how good.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitchell Moses is going to join us just after 6:30. But up next, the NRL's not happy. Peter Volandis, Andrew Abdo, they do not like it when coaches question referees. And three of them did it over the weekend, MG.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. 133353. Let us know if you think the punishment fits the crime.
Because they've come down particularly hard on Ivan Cleary, MG, the coach of your club.
They have.
$20,000 he's been fined.
That's a lot of cabbage.
I want to know if you think that's fair up next. 133353. If you want to join in the conversation about the referees, Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
Trending now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. It felt like they were being managed back in the game. So, I don't know, that's all I can say. Some really, really strange calls.
MG, Panthers coach Ivan Cleary responding to the question after their 28-12 win over the Raiders, did he think there were some dodgy calls in the game? Those comments have seen him hit today with a $20,000 fine.
Oh, that's very harsh. Must admit, very harsh. The word managed, I suppose, is what the bosses at NRL headquarters have the trouble with. Has reference to saying that, well, the referee's kind of been on the Canberra side, but look, show me a perfect rugby league player and I'll show you a perfect referee. It's look, Ivan's comments, they're not 20K penalty worthy. That's, you know, I mean, these guys who are breaking COVID are getting that, and that's what they should be getting more for that.
You think that's a more serious issue?
Oh, big time. Big time. But what it did do, it took the gloss off his team's best 40 minutes of the season, I think, by any team. That first half against Canberra, they were near perfect. And I just think that, you know, what happens is refs are a very easy target. And I just don't think it's good for the game when referees are targeted, because what it does, it affects these young guys coming through, the ranks, who are trying to walk a mile in their hero's shoes. And referees, like, I know we're going to talk about John Morris in a minute. John Morris, if Sean Johnson kicks three goals, they win the game.
Well, let's play you're referencing John Morris there. John Morris had this to say after his side lost by 2 points to the Eagles yesterday in regards to Blake Ferguson knocking a ball backwards. He dropped a pass right on their goal line.
Blake Ferguson knocks that ball on coming out of his end. That's a knock on. That can't go back. Ferguson's coming onto the ball, reaching for the ball, running onto the ball, touches the ball, and that's a knock on. Under sevens watching that game of football know that's a knock on.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was. I'm not under sevens. I don't go for either team. I don't think it was a knock on. I thought it was a knock back. And look again, is the referee allowed to say to our post game, if Johnson kicks three goals, they win? I mean, it's the most teams, even Canberra last year in the grand final, Everyone's saying, oh, that six to go call, you know, blah, blah. If PJ Lalua passes the ball to Jordan Rapana, they win the grand final. Not the six to go call. It's look at, worry about your own backyard before you start worrying about the bloke with the whistle.
We've got calls coming through. 133353 if you want to weigh in on this one. Tracy in Haberfield. Tracy, do you side with the coaches on this one?
I do side with the coaches. I mean, I have to disagree with Mark, I'm sorry. Because
that's all right, Trace.
I just find that that's their job.
Yeah, that's their
they
job.
They make mistakes, that's their job. That's their job. The coaches are getting sacked and under scrutiny week after week after week for the players not stepping up to the plate and doing their job. And the coaches are under the firing line for that. I'm a nurse. If I made a mistake, 12 mistakes in an hour, would I have a job?
No, good point. Very good point,
guess
Tracy.
It depends what you do for a job.
She's a nurse.
Yeah, that's if you make... Well, hopefully not. Craig on the Central Coast has called through. Craig, do you agree with the punishment that Ivan Cleary has been handed for these for those comments?
I think the punishment fits the crime. However, it should be split 16 ways between all the other head coaches. they all think what he said.
Yeah. Well,
I like that.
And you know what? I've got no doubt that we're all human. I've got no doubt that if a team is getting beaten by 30 points or 35, 40 points, that subconsciously the person with the whistle does kind of, you know, not manage them back into the game, but they kind of blow penalties a little bit more. Or I don't ever think they're going to make them win the game. The referee hasn't got that jurisdiction, and it never will have. But I just think the wording of what Ivan... I think Ivan, if he had his time over again, would like to change the word managed.
Well, Ivan Cleary has released a statement today via the club saying that he will be responding to the breach notice issued by the NRL. It doesn't sound like he probably agrees with you, MG. He thinks 20,000 is probably a bit heavy.
Yeah. It could have been... I would have said a suspended...
Any theory as to why the penalty was so heavy, MG?
Well, I think it's kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it could be the first time a coach has been vocal against officials under Vallandi's watch. And he wants to kind of mark his turf and put the line in the sand and say, not on my watch, guys.
I like that theory.
But I think that's 20K. Come on. That's, you know, I if I was Ivan, I would be going back at it because he's not that type of coach. He's not the type of coach to blow up at referees.
We're going to give the last word to Matt in Tumbiambi very quickly, MG. But answer me this then. How does a coach answer that question in a press conference? If you're in that press conference, coaching aside, and Jerno says, hey, MG, there were some iffy calls in that one, what'd you think?
No. Well, our team had a good win. I'm glad for the win. And if they got beat, I'd say we got beat by a better team.
My
team could have been better today. Like, come on. All right, look, I want to give those first two callers a Stay Random Sydney shirt, please.
All right, before we go, we're going to give the last word on this one to Matt in Tumbiambi. Matt, do you agree with Ivan Cleary and his sentiments, or do you think he was fairly treated?
Well, can I just start with saying 20 grand is pocket change to MG, who wins out at every week.
Matthew, come on, my friend.
Mate, you sound like my mum calling me Matthew. And, mate, I think the coach is doing a job, the refs are doing a job, and if you're not doing a job well, you get criticised and you get pulled up on it. It's simple as that. Like, the coaches get pulled up every week when they're not winning. And if the refs aren't performing, then they should get pulled up as well, and there should not be a fine at all.
Yeah, fair enough. But I disagree. I think that the referees are the last bastion of our game. Without them, we don't have a game.
Yep.
If we keep you know, hitting them on the head with the hammer, we're going to have none of them coming through.
Teams will have to referee themselves, and let's see how that goes. All right, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Coming up next, though, MG, you've got a good, bad, and ugly from the weekend of footy.
Well, yeah.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Mitch Moses from the Parramatta Reels after yesterday's... it was more of a
shiver fest.
More of a swimming carnival than it was a rugby league game. He's coming up in about 20 minutes, but it is time to look back on the weekend of rugby league with this.
The good. The bad. And the ugly.
Yeah, let's start with the good. First of all, I want to give Mitch Orbison a big tick of approval for scoring a try in his 300th game. Fantastic clubman who every club needs a Mitch Orbison. So well done, Mitch. The Panthers, 8 in a row. As I said through the Ivan break, that first 40 minutes was so complete that, wow, I don't know who's going to beat them. I'm Penrith through and through, and I'm looking at their draw. round 18 they take on the Eels. But apart from that,
I wonder if I'm going to ask Mitch Moses next.
I don't think they'll lose another game.
I'll ask Mitch Moses next if he thinks that they are the benchmark. Sorry, you don't think the Panthers will lose another game this year?
No, I don't.
Hold on, this is worth stopping down on. They've got the Warriors this week.
Yep.
The Sharks, the West Tigers, the Broncos, the Eels, Cowboys. Actually, you're right. And the Cowboys, and they finish with the Bulldogs. They might not lose another game this year.
It's just the depth in the club. Every young kid who comes into the team, and you know, at first when Jerome Luai was playing 5'8", everyone was saying, oh, Matty Burton's got to be there. And I think I was one of them.
So yeah.
Matt Burton should be there. But he's been one of the most improved players, not just in Penrith, but in the competition. Stephen Crichton, now they've got a genuine strike weapon in the back line. Nathan Cleary's game has gone ballistic. It's just their forward pack is fantastic. Do you know that 12 players from that Penrith team last Saturday night came through the junior pathway system? Mm. Kikau and Mansour, who played, both made their first grade debuts at Penrith, and the three other guys, Tamau, Tedovano and Coruscant, have all won comps at other clubs. So
that is what Gus Gould would want to be doing if he takes on this job at the Warriors too, trying to build that exact sort of nursery. So, MG, but let me ask you this as a Panthers fan and as a former player, would you want them to win every game leading into a final series?
Well, I was thinking about this today and I'm thinking, well, why not? I mean, obviously semi-finals are different. And do I want my young charges to feel the pain of a loss? Probably, because in this competition, it's so condensed and short that it'd probably take a week or two to get over a loss. So look at the Tigers at the moment. I mean,
we'll get to them in a minute, I think. Well, it's a nice problem to have for Ivan Cleary. If you have to figure out, oh, we might not lose another game. Is this good for my side? All right, MG, what about your bad?
Oh, just the COVID breaches. You know, it's in a day and age when we're clinging to everything we can to keep this game going, and we have a litany of people and players and coaches just you know, I'm going for a coffee, I'm going for a feed, I'm going to go to a hairdressing salon, or we can't we're living in times where we can't do that, and especially these footy players who know that they're under even more of a watch from people, because they can't be in contact with anyone outside of the game who potentially has coronavirus. And Volandis has said that, and even Palaszczuk said it today from Queensland.
Their saying, Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, has said today that there have been a number of breaches that potentially put the season at risk. That sentence should be enough.
That should
for
be
everybody who earns an income from rugby league.
So make the fines. If you're going to charge, fine Ivan Cleary for something that he said is kind of a throwaway thing, that I don't think he had, you know, 20K, that's not a 20K fine, but maybe make the other guys like the Bennetts and the Pangai Juniors and Alfie Langers and the Paul Vaughans of the world, make their fines more, and then it might deter some people.
Well, yeah, we wait to see. I mean, Peter Volandis hasn't ruled out heavier sanctions for the people that have been breaching it. All right, MG, and an ugly, please.
Oh, the Tigers.
Oh, no.
Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Lost five of their last six. In that time, they've played the Panthers, Eels, Souths, Warriors, Knights. The only team they've beaten in the last six rounds has been the Broncos, and they won 48-0 against them, which kind of gave everyone, including myself, a bit of a false economy.
Yeah.
Because, they're in a bit of trouble. They're in a bit of froth and bubble, the Tigers. I thought last week against the Knights, they would have come out and really... I thought they might have beaten them, to be honest. They've got the Dogs on Sunday this week, which is a danger game, obviously, but they're on 10th. They're in 10th on 10 points, so they need to win. They need to start winning if they want to play finals footy. I, at the moment, they don't deserve to play finals footy, because their form just hasn't been what finals footy is all about. When you consider that there's teams like South and Cronulla in 7th and 8th position playing a lot better footy. I think that 8 we've got there at the moment is probably going to be it.
All right. That is MG's good, bad and ugly. Good, the Panthers, and a shout-out to Mitch Orbison. Bad, the people breaking COVID protocols. Cut it out. And ugly, the West Tigers. They take on the Bulldogs this Sunday, and it simply is all games for them is almost a must-win now.
Yep.
Very nice work. All right, MG, up next, Mitchell Moses, a man who they won ugly yesterday.
Yeah, and that's what they've got to do. They've got to keep ugly. Yeah, keep winning ugly if
you
want to.
He probably still looks like a prune. That's, you know, your fingers when you've been in the bath too long. I reckon he and his teammates look like.
That hot water would have been beautiful after the game.
He'll join us next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
Oh, how good's the Immigrant Song on the Rush
outstanding.
Hour?
Quickly, I just want to give a shout out to my new son, Mac, that was born on Friday.
Wow, what, we should have been off the top of the show.
I'm now a father of two, that's okay, it's not about me.
Yes, it is about you and Lana.
Little Mac joined us on Friday. They came home from the hospital today, they're going gangbusters.
Mac Flanagan and little Quinn. So, you've got a beautiful little family, brother.
Family
of
four,
done.
Which I've got to get back to very shortly. But yesterday, this also happened.
Parramatta have got it. Campbell Gillard goes to ground and the Eels are going to win. And all season, we have marvelled at the flair of these Parramatta Eels, but today they have won tough.
Absolutely beautifully summed up by Dan Ganain on our call of the Eels' tough win over the Sharks yesterday, MG.
Yeah, very tough game. Both teams were at their best in trying conditions. Mm. Like, the conditions yesterday were some of the most appalling you'd ever see. So,
well, let's find out just how bad they are from a man who was very important to the Eels in the 2-point win. Mitchell Moses. G'day, Mitch.
Boys, how you going?
Mitchie, tell us, firstly, before we dissect the Eels so far, tell us about playing in that yesterday.
Mate, it was the worst game I reckon I've played in, like, conditions-wise. There was sometimes there was a couple of boys that were getting their heads rubbed in the ground. It was like they were drowning. So Reggie was saying that. But it was just a game that we needed to get through and get the 2 points, and we did that.
In the call then, Dan Ganain mentioned it was a tough win. I even say it could be an ugly win, but they're the ones you would lose a year or two ago. And that's the good sign with Parramatta this year, that you're winning the games that you got to win. And that's the mark of a really good team.
Yeah, 100%. We 100%. Probably our last three or four games, we probably lose them last year. And
yep.
It's good to see that we're coming out the other side and finishing off games, I guess. We're not finishing them off the way we kind of like to, but we're getting the win in the end.
Mitch, where's the mentality of the playing group at? Coming into the season, so much expectation, that's been talked about. Now you find yourself really nicely positioned with 6 rounds to go. Has Brad started to change your focus at all, or has the mood changed? Is there a bit less, you know, lightheartedness amongst the group?
Nah, not so much. We've been pretty filthy with our last 2 weeks with how we've played. I don't think our attack's been a bit clunky, so we've been really having a big focus on our defence, and that's probably what's been winning us games the last couple of weeks. So probably not going to change anything there. We'll keep it like that. We've got enough class in our team to be able to come up with points when we need to, but defence is first for us.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, defence wins the rugby league games. You've got the team that can attack from anywhere. And yesterday, I thought you were away for another length of the field try, and all of a sudden, Sean Johnson came from behind. Jeez, quick.
Mate, the boys have been absolutely pizzling me the whole day. Mate, I thought I was home, and I thought I was there. He's come from nowhere, and he's lightning quick, but so I think that's why he got me. So,
mate, he's the fastest in the comp.
Exactly, that's what I've been
talking about. Yeah. MG, Mitchell only scores tries when they're landmark tries, like the first try of a new stadium. That's when he's at his quickest, when there's a milestone up for grabs.
Yeah, yeah.
I need the dry track. I'm not a heavy track runner.
Yes. Hey, Mitchell, who for you is the benchmarker in the competition right now? Which team do you see as the team that you need to compete against?
Oh, it has to be Penrith and the Roosters. I think the Roosters still the last couple of weeks, they probably haven't been happy or with their performances, but they're still winning games. They had half their team out in the weekend and still got away with the win pretty comfortably. So I think it's Penrith. Penrith are just very consistent at the moment, but also the Roosters as well. So it's those two teams, I think, that are pretty far out in front.
Tell us about the halftime in yesterday's game, getting back to that. I just imagine what's going on in the dressing room at halftime in them conditions. What was it like?
Yeah, it was absolutely freezing. Like, I have to change jerseys. Once I changed jerseys, I wasn't too bad, but no one else changed jerseys. Often all the boys are off their heads, so I was just standing there shivering, and they couldn't control their jaws. It was just going everywhere. It was that cold.
I saw you run out after half time, and the Sharkies players and the Eels players were kind of looking at each other going, are they going to call this game off?
Mate, yeah, we were looking at each other going, what have we got ourselves into?
Mitchell, your winger Blake Ferguson, he's bringing out of the ball out of your own territory. He's been superb. But has he come and had a chat with you and Dylan Brown just about maybe looking after him a bit closer to the other end of the ground at all?
Plenty of chats. he's coming to me every session, but mate, what he's doing for us out of the backfield is unbelievable. And I think he's happy at the moment that the job he's doing for us out of the backfield, but not the other side of the field. So
Mitchell, a strong carry out of the backfield doesn't justify a backflip. Like, you know, you can't, after a tough run where you bring it up 15 metres, you can't celebrate one of those with a backflip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know what? I wouldn't put it past him. He probably will. He's one of those people.
Well, it was a tough win.
Yes, very tough.
You're
good
sitting
win.
Pretty, and this weekend you take on the Dragons in what is going to be a cracking game Friday night at Bankwest Stadium. Mitchell Moses, always a pleasure. Good luck for that one.
Too easy. Thanks, boys. See you later.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're almost done for your Monday. Great to be back. Team list Tuesday tomorrow, MG.
Well, I love our little live stream at about 4:10.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you're there on Instagram live at Rush Hour Triple M. But before we finish and say goodbye today, we need to play this.
Has MG been paying attention?
Lots of non-rugby league sport happened over the last 48 hours, MG, and I want to see if you were paying any attention. You know how this works. I play a little bit of audio. You've got to tell me who it is and what it is about.
That could be the shot of this championship.
I think it's obviously golf.
Yes.
Is it Colin Morikawa winning the PGA?
The 2020 PGA champion, Colin Morikawa.
Outstanding. Well done, MG. Did you watch any of this over the weekend?
Snippets. Bits of it. Yeah, bits of it. So much sport on that it's hard to squeeze it all in to one little TV screen. But no, I saw bits of it. Jason Day went really well.
Day had a fantastic weekend. I spent most of the weekend going back and forth to the hospital. So I watched plenty of this, MG. Colin Morikawa, 23 years of age.
Yeah, what a talent.
There is a shot. If you haven't already seen it, we'll put it up on our social media, at Rush Hour Triple M. He hits a drive on the par 4 16th hole to give himself, he drove the green, putted in for eagle. It's what won him the championship because he ended up winning by 2 strokes. It was reminiscent of yours truly on the 10th at Twin Creeks when we had our golf day a couple of years back. It was amazing.
Yeah, thank you for Brendan out there at Twin Creeks for hosting us. That was, you know what, that was that putt you put in.
Yes.
I got no word of a lie, it would have been 40 feet.
Well,
and you had all our listeners who were there on the day were watching it. So there's plenty of people who've seen it.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely happened. Well, Colin Morikawa did this in front of a full-blown international audience. 23 years of age, he joins Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus as players at the age of 23 to win their first PGA championship. He's got a huge future ahead of him.
Massive.
Going to be huge. All right, next one, MG.
He milks a free kick as good as anyone in the competition.
That'd be Tom Papley, fine for staging after a dive.
Stevens wasn't perfect for Papley, who looks for a free kick, and he's going to get it.
Amazingly. Come on, Tommy.
Have you seen it, MJ?
Yes, I've seen it.
What did you think?
Good acting. Was there a sniper in the stadium? There must have been somewhere with a slug gun.
You would have think Braden Maynard, who did put the arm in his back and, you know, taken a 50-metre run up and hit him with a battering ram, went forward.
And what's been the outcry from AFL fans?
Look, some people think, everyone agrees, he put a bit of mayo on it. He put plenty of mayo on it. But for as long as referees have held whistles in any sport, players have tried to find a way
of course.
To make the most of it. And it happens 50 times a game in AFL, in NRL, and I think the AFL's created another grey area where now all of a sudden they're going to hand out fines for anything they deem to be excessive. So,
well, I think, it's not something we like to see in our game.
No, I mean, agree with that.
I mean, soccer's renowned for it, and soccer supporters who see it and watch a World Cup going, come on, we're better than that, especially, you know, some of the European teams. But, AFL and league, we can do without it.
Mm. All right, last one, MG.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cry about it.
Dan.
Yes.
Ricardo.
Yes.
Got beaten by Max.
Yes. What's Max's last name?
Verstappen?
Yes.
Verstappen.
Outstanding. Max
Red Bull. Red Bull.
Correct. His old team, Red Bull, getting the win.
Oh, look at that. 2003.
To win the 70th anniversary Grand Prix, Verstappen gives Red Bull the win.
What was Dan crying for?
Well, because he had such a good lead up.
Okay.
To the race itself. They were racing at Silverstone. He raced there a week prior where he finished fourth, just off the podium.
That's correct.
He'd had good qualifying. He was third fastest in practice on the Friday. He qualified fifth, and then it all went tits up and he finished 14th.
Yeah, unlucky. But you know what? There's always next week.
Yes, there is. I think so. I'm not sure.
I think they race every week.
And more importantly for Dan, there is always next year when he joins McLaren and things get really spicy, which is good.
Well, that's what we're holding out for, aren't we?
Too right. All right, MG, we are done for your Monday. Great to be back. Great to see you again. Tomorrow, Teamless Tuesday at Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram. We'll be there 4:10 to talk through the team changes live.
As always, thank you for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.